Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh, and the Lord always has your miracle in mind. So glad to see everyone here today. We hope everybody is having an incredible day, and we just want to come on here and give you guys, hey, Kyle Martin, good to see you. Give me a shout out wherever you are, and we want to come on here and just give you guys a great encouragement this morning. I am so excited about this series that I am in called Reasons Miracles Still Happen, and I'm just really excited about what the Lord is doing. And I'm just excited about this series, and I just want to share with you just a real powerful word this morning. Do me a favor, if you are watching our show and you've never downloaded our app, go to the Android, the Google Play, or the Apple App Store, and download all of them. Download the app. You can join. See our itinerary on there, get push notifications. Hey, Patrick, good to see you. Really excited about coming to Praise and Worship Church soon. And we are just excited about what God is going to be doing and how he's going to be moving in a powerful, powerful way. And so we are just honored. We are thankful. We are just really ecstatic about how the Lord is moving. And we're here in Newton, Alabama, and we're actually preaching at a church not far from here with Pastor Logan Johnson. And it's a great, great revival. We had a great move of God last night. And so just excited about what God is doing. I wanted to go ahead and get on here, and I wanted to have you guys really be taking notes on this series. There's a lot of information. And I'm hoping to have a book out by October. That's my plan. That's my goal. And I've got some really great information regarding this, and I want to encourage you, and just grab a hold of what God is doing with this series. So, part six. I want to give you an opportunity to understand that write these down in the comment section, share the scriptures in the comment section for people watching it later, and also people that can follow along and help us. All right, so you've got your Bible, you got your coffee, and everything is looking good where we are, so let's get into it and watch what God wants to do. So, number one, miracles still happen to demonstrate the kingdom of God. I want you to put that in the comment section. Miracles still happen to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Remember, miracles don't just happen for no reason. Miracles don't just happen because, so we've given you several reasons so far. The Bible never says that miracles will cease on the earth. Miracles still happen because people have needs. Miracles still happen because of the character of God. Miracles still happen because it proves the gospel is true. Miracles still happen to open the door for evangelism. And then today I want to talk about how the miracles still happen to demonstrate the kingdom of God. Okay, so type that in the comment section. Share the show. We want to get this out to as many people as we possibly can. So it's a great, great thing. The kingdom of God is the rule. It's the ruling and the reigning of God. I want you to put that in the comment section. The kingdom of God is the ruling and the reigning of God. So let me give you an example. The kingdom of God is where he rules. That's where he exercises his authority. That's where he speaks. Things change. Things happen. And then the miraculous is opened up because God is richly blessing, strengthening, and encouraging us through his kingdom while he rules and reigns with authority. So God rules and reigns because of the kingdom. He's in charge. God is in charge because of the kingdom. So I want to give you just a few things that God exercises his authority over. He exercises authority over Satan. He exercises his authority over sickness. He exercises his authority over disease. He exercises authority over any and every weapon of the enemy. That's really important that you understand that. God is looking for an opportunity to bless you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, and to rule and reign his authority, okay? Acts 10:38, I want you to put that in the comment section. Acts 10:38, watch what it says here. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This is an example of the kingdom, okay? The miracles happen because God demonstrates the kingdom of God on the earth, okay? So understand that you have to understand that the kingdom of God is where God operates, okay? It's how he flows, it's how he moves, it's how he reigns and has rule over authority, because it's God's kingdom, okay? God's kingdom. Okay, so understand that this is really important for the generations to understand right now, that we have to understand that the kingdom, okay, is really powerful. Okay, so watch this. In Matthew 12:28, I'm going to share with you this verse, and then I'm going to give you your next point. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. That's Matthew 12:28. So we understand something. The kingdom of God just doesn't come with proclamation, okay? But with demonstration. So here's what I want you to put down in the comment section. The kingdom comes with demonstration, okay? I want you to put that. The kingdom comes because of demonstration. It is so vastly underrated that we in the kingdom of God, the people of God, think that actually the kingdom only happens because we proclaim it. That's not what the kingdom does. The kingdom demonstrates, okay? The kingdom, okay, demonstrates. So then I want you to put down this: kingdom activates, okay? The kingdom of God activates. It is not enough, okay, for you to understand that you've got to know that you know that you know. It demonstrates, then it activates. What it does is it goes into someone's life, activates the Spirit of God within them, and creates an eternal, just an eternal diabolical plan. Okay, so the kingdom doesn't just demonstrate; the kingdom activates. Okay. The kingdom restores. I want you to put that down in the comment section. The kingdom restores. I love what 2 Corinthians 2:4-5 says. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but they were with demonstration of the Spirit's power, that your faith might not rest in man's wisdom, but in God's power. Okay? Now, I truly believe that we've got to come to an understanding that the kingdom restores, and then the kingdom, okay, listen to me, this is really unlocks the power of God. The kingdom unlocks the power of God. So we understand that we've got to have the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of men, okay? When you hear that scripture, most people will say, oh, we don't need the wisdom of God. That's not true. The wisdom is the principal thing. But when you get the kingdom in you, when you get the kingdom moving in you, when you get the kingdom activating in you, then you have to understand that the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, the power of God, the strength of God, okay, begins to move in such a powerful way, because it unlocks the power of God. The wisdom of God unlocks the power of God. The wisdom of God activates the kingdom of God, which in turn unlocks all of what you're needing in the power of God. So the kingdom still happens to demonstrate, the miracles still happen to demonstrate God's kingdom, okay? We're not operating according to man's economic system, man's kingdom, man's principles. We're operating to God's principles, to God's command, to God's system, His order of things. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. It says in the earth. So that means that this earth, this body, this earthly body, that's where the kingdom becomes activated. It becomes acclimated, okay? So I want to encourage you today, and I want to strengthen you today, and I want to tell you today that God is desperately looking to demonstrate His kingdom through you, through the miracle working power of God. Isn't that powerful? God is looking to activate the kingdom of God through the power of God in you. So I want to strengthen you, and I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that this is the moment, this is the hour, this is the strength that you're needing, okay, which is the kingdom of God. We're not just Christians, okay? We are kingdom ambassadors on the earth. Kingdom ambassadors on the earth. Never have I believed that in such a realm that I'm believing it right now. We are kingdom ambassadors on the earth. Okay, so get a strategy, okay, with the earthly kingdom of God. Get a strategy that you are an activated kingdom vessel, ambassador on the earth that's moving to produce miracles. You're not just here to produce being a Christian. You're not just here to take up, you know, space on a pew. You're a kingdom activated soldier that is literally going to move and produce miracles on the earth. Okay? It's really important that you understand that. Okay? So miracles happen to produce the kingdom of God on the earth. Okay? Lastly, but not least, the kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is in you, okay? It's not in some sweet by and by up there. It's not in some sweet cloud. It's not happening up there, okay? It's not up there hoping that something good happens, okay? It is literally up there, okay? Creating the anointing of God in you. There's a kingdom in you. It's in you. It's activated in you. All right? So miracles still happen to demonstrate God's kingdom. Okay? Demonstrate God's kingdom. And we love you guys. We honor you. We're praying for you. And remember, the Spirit of God is going to move in a powerful way in your life today. God has a miracle for you. He's got a supernatural word for you in His word, not just through a prophecy, but in His word. And activate that and watch what God does. We love you. We can't wait to see you. God bless. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.